The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
They play great football. You know, their championship pedigree. Obviously, Coach Kyle Shanahan coaches them up really well. I've gotten to know him over the years, too. You know, he's a brilliant mind. I think also, too, when you talk about their leadership, you know, you got a guy like Warner in the middle of the defense that's just flying around, making so many plays. You know, I think he's one of the best in the business. You get to play against these guys, and you just cherish these moments. You know, you cherish the moments of playing against some of the all-time greats, and they definitely have those guys.
Well, Russell Wilson owns the San Francisco 49ers, at least when he was a Seahawk.
Yeah, I was shocked doing the game between the Seahawks and the Niners last week to see the first off, the Seahawks own the all-time record over San Francisco, which surprised me, the all-time record. And then, like, they've won 17 of the last 20 matchups.
17-4 all-time.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson against San Francisco. Had a sweep last year against San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, they have had their number, no question about it, and he's had their number.
Any reason why that you can think of as you prepared for, studied, call games? Why does the matchup seem to favor him?
Well, I can just tell you in recent years, going back to the Robert Saleh years, the 6 years that Kyle has been the head coach, defensively they play essentially one base defense, and they're in it probably 80% of the time. And so, and they usually play it very well, but I think it's always been one of those things where Russell has made enough plays off schedule to make a, you know, to make a big play late. And they're, I think for the most part, they've always been tight games. And I've done several of the Niners Seahawk games. So, I just think he's made enough big plays off schedule, and you know what you're getting anytime you get a vertical release, because you're going to get a play cover three match, so you know what you're getting. So I think that's probably been part of it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Pure energy.
Yeah.
Let's go. Pure
energy. Let's go. Of course. I mean, you want that all across the field, whether it's the red zone, whether it's in the field, whether it's anything. Really, third down and 2 minute are kind of the only ones that you typically pass a little bit more. But those two situations, you definitely want to be very even. But you still want to be sure you're taking advantage of certain matchups that you think that you have. Like you said, each week it is a little bit different. But yeah, we need to be more balanced across the board.
So they have been throwing the ball more that they've been running it when they've been in these red zone, goal-to-goal type situations. Is that just automatically dictated by the matchup, by the defense? What about the idea that, hey, forget about what the defense is doing. This is who we are. I'm sure that there were plenty of teams in your heyday with the Broncos when you guys were winning back-to-back where you got into goal-to-goal situations and everybody knew you were going to run the football and they would defend against it, and you guys still did it anyway. Even if the matchup may have said, it'd be better to pass it here.
Yeah. I mean, I get to the end of the game last week that I called in San Francisco. 4 minute offense starts at 9.5 minutes. They drive it all the way down. I think there's probably under 2 minutes left. They're on the goal line. My first and goal, they give it to Juszczyk. He gets stuffed. Second goal, they give it to the running back. What was his name? Ty Davis Price. He gets stuffed. Third and goal, Jimmy Garoppolo carries it. Gets down to about the 1 foot line. Fourth and goal, quarterback sneak. You're in. And it's just
mindset.
For a defense, it's demoralizing. Like, hey, if I give up a 60 yarder on defense, usually there's a busted coverage, right? One guy's playing. You know, one guy thinks he's got safety help over the top, and the safety thinks you're in man or whatever, right? There's some type of communication bust, and they get a wide open. That's not demoralizing to a defense. They're like, hey, man, we screwed that up. That's on us. When you just go 6 yards, 5 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 8 yards, you know, 5 yards, 7 yards, running the ball down their throats, demoralizing to a defense. And you got to have that mindset in the red zone.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I mean, it goes with the whole offense. You need everybody doing it together. It's not just always about just getting the play in and stuff like that. You need the receiver substitutions. You need the quarterback in the line. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. So, it's always you're responsible for, but it takes a whole team to do that the right way. And that's early on. It is a little bit harder, especially when you're doing it with a bunch of new players.
Kyle Shanahan talking yesterday to Denver media and saying, hey, don't worry, relax. Coach Hackett will figure it out. Let's hope he figures it out faster than it took Kyle Shanahan to figure it out. Kyle Shanahan went 10-22 his first 2 years in San Francisco before then going 13-3 and going to the Super Bowl.
Correct. Although
he didn't have a franchise quarterback.
Completely turning over the roster too during that time. So, you know, yes.
Kyle walked in arm in arm with John Lynch with the blessing of ownership, stripped this thing down to the studs and built it back up.
Correct.
Nathaniel Hackett does not have that same luxury.
No, he does not.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, it's obviously a position we haven't been in before, but I think everybody's had a good off season and obviously a lot of celebrating at the first start of it. And then, you know, you realize, okay, well, we got to get back to work here. And we're excited to go out and see what our team can do. I really like our teammate once again. Once you win, you realize how much fun it is and how amazing it is. So you just want to do it all over again.
A sober Gabe Landeskog. No doubt sober and sounding sober.
Yes.
Back in game mode. Back to work. Avalanche, back to work. Training camp is here.
It's just
so fast.
It is insane.
It's just so fast. So, let me ask you. It's going to be the theme of most of the regular season, definitely early on. As one of the few people walking this planet who knows what it's like to win back-to-back championships, what is the number one key to being able to go back-to-back?
Ooh. The number one key.
Aside, staying healthy. That's obvious.
I think the number one key is understanding, Mike. And off the top of my head, I could come up with a bunch, but it's the understanding of how much harder it is the second time around. It's just, you get everybody's best shot all the time. You've always got to be on, and you cannot get satisfied. You can't be satisfied with last year's. You can't say, oh, well, we won it last year and it's all good. And you've got to be more dedicated, hungrier this year than you were the last. I mean, it's
tough to do. They were really on a flat out mission last year.
Yeah. Mission 16W.
Yes, accomplished. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.